Our final call is Paula, sharing that her stepdaughter is involved with a polyamorous relationship and wondering how to navigate their relationship with their daughter and their daughter's multiple partners during the holidays. Lastly, Alice Benton shares about blessings and how focusing on the good has surprising benefits.
We're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to go to Paula, listening in Indianapolis, Indiana, on YouTube. Paula, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Glad that you called in. Talk to us. What's going on?
I'm from a blended family. I'm the mother of a blended family, and we've been together for several decades now. And my stepdaughter is, we learned about a year ago, is living in a polyamory triple relationship. And she's married to the man, and there's a third female partner. And she has a little one-year-old boy and is pregnant with a second boy. And then there's four other kids that are also involved in this family lifestyle. And initially, when we first found out, my husband and I, we, you know, told her of our love for her. We couldn't embrace this lifestyle. We talked about God's plan. She knows us. She knows mm-hmm. we come from a God's viewpoint and perspective. And so initially she estranged herself from us for several months. And then she started contacting and reaching out again. And so we've got a relationship with her and our grandson. And we don't have one with him. He's never really connected with us or made an attempt to mm-hmm. connect with us. So
yeah.
We had him, you know, certainly embraced him and cared for him before this all came out. So I guess the question is, there are other children involved, and mm-hmm. They try, you know, when we see them on FaceTime or so forth, they always want to say hi. And of course we say hello and we welcome them. And
for sure. And so Paul, let me jump in here. So we get a good picture of what's going on mm-hmm. here. What's the question for us today?
The question is going forward for my husband and I, because we don't want to embrace it, but it's kind of conflicting with who we are as Christians and loving other people and embracing and welcoming. And so for us to make this boundary of not having them all over for the holidays or having all these.
And what you mean by all, let me jump in. So, cause we got to leave some time for us to answer the question. So part of it is that your stepdaughter and her multiple sexual partners, correct?
One being her husband and the other a third partner. Yes.
Okay. And how do we navigate the relationship with them?
That's the question
Okay. So Paul, let us jump in. Okay. So Jim, this is a really complex one.
Right, right.
Okay.
And it's amazing how often we hear something like this,
mm-hmm.
too. Paula, I think you're doing a great job. And now that doesn't mean it feels good. And it doesn't mean, you know, there's easy answers. But here's what I like about it. In this blended family, you're showing them still love. You're talking to the grandson. You're saying you're welcoming the kids and saying that. Because again, you can't fix this. Mm-hmm. And I want you to hear this really loud and clear, that you are a parent. Even in a blended family, a parent is not defined by poor choices of a child. And we sometimes define our own selves that. So you got to understand that. No, I think it's messy, and you'll have to decide. And I wish there was a manual on this, and there's not. But I think when you really look at scripture, I think Jesus led with love. He practiced kindness. He held his boundaries. And so there's going to be times when you and your husband are going to have to say, okay, what do we do for Christmas? Who do we invite, and how does this work? But I do think it's possible to embrace them without embracing their behavior. And I really want you to kind of think of that. What can we do to embrace them without, because she came back, she estranged from you, but she came back and wants a relationship. I think it's really possible to embrace them without embracing their behavior.
Yeah. And I think there's room for honest conversations mm-hmm. around
exactly.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think she's done it. She said she did. I like that.
Absolutely. Paula, this is a really complicated situation. I love what you said, Jim. You know, embrace them without embracing the behaviors. Have an honest conversation with them about Christmas, mm-hmm. about gatherings, about this, yeah. and what you need in your home, Paula. I want to encourage you greatly on that. We're also going to send you a copy of Jim's book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. What a challenging, complicated, yeah. layered situation yeah. that it's even a struggle for us sometimes on radio. It's like, right. do we have an easy answer here?
Well, right. And obviously, like, she's trying to figure out, Paula, you're trying to figure out holidays and how do we be accepting without condoning? And that's, like you've been saying, it's very layered and difficult. And so sometimes we have to kind of try some different ideas on for size. Like, mm-hmm. do you just invite daughter, husband, and grandchild and not include the others? And then how would that go over? And yet we were saying at the break, we've not seen these types of situations play out over time and survive. And so you want to look at the long game.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's
be,
really good. Yeah.
Right, Jim, you yes. were talking about that. Be the yeah. safe place right. for her to come and land. So you want to keep relationship open. And maybe you are honest with her and discuss different right. ideas. We want to include you. We don't know how to include everybody yeah. and feel comfortable.
Well, you know, people support what they help create. So mm-hmm. sometimes even asking, saying, look, you know us. We yeah. love you. That's not going away. However, we need some help with this because, you know, we don't embrace what you're doing in terms mm-hmm. of these choices. But we also want you to know we love you. So help us under how do we do Christmas?
Right. Let's and talk keep, about some ideas.
Yeah. Give us some counsel. I mean, it sounds so funny, but give us some counsel in terms of how we who have, you know, a biblical worldview. Help,
like, yes. Like, daughter, how do you yeah. envision it?
Exactly.
And here's and how, you, like, yeah. we need to kind of go back and forth
exactly.
with
but
these ideas.
I don't think it's ever a problem to say, look, we love you. Here's what we have a problem with, and we don't know how to fix this. Do you have any ideas? Mm-hmm. And she may not have an idea. She may
and
get
maybe
mad.
And maybe you do something separate from Christmas.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
say,
a great idea.
You know,
yeah.
let's go and we'll have a park day, and everybody
exactly.
can come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that yeah. way we're not, you know, bringing it into the rest of the family. And
right. No, it's a good idea.
Yeah.